all about, and he will reveal it. Thank you for sharing with us here from Genesis 1:3. And God said, let there be light, and there was light. Simple as that. If God speaks a word, it is. It doesn't take a million or a trillion or a billion years. When God spoke, all the elements of the earth were formed. And just to mess with the scientific minds of mankind, eventually down the road, he would have them think that that took millions of years. The poor fools, they do not understand the word of God. They haven't read the proper book. But yeah, when God speaks, it either is or it isn't. It will be or it won't be. Instantaneously. God is no creature of time. He created time. So we live in a time capsule. And it's that simple. Yeah, keep it simple, right? Silly. Anyway, JD, God bless you, brother, for your support and being there to the end. We got another 45 minutes left on the clock here. So definitely going to have a little more input from those who are left. I'm going to carry on now and clear with you, JD. Thank you so much for the Genesis 1:3 reference. Let's carry on. And Chuck was in at number 15, Kilo Charlie 8, Oscar Yankee Delta. And he was in and out. That brings us down to Zeb there. Zeb, before you take your turn, let's see if there's anyone waiting in the wings wanting to get on the list at number 18. Please come now. Any relays on that? Okay, QRM continues to be a bit of a issue above us there. But let's carry on then. And Zeb, go ahead now and take your turn over. Are you going to do it over the air, Zeb? All right. I guess not. Am I doubling with anyone? Isaiah 25:1. From Zeb? Yeah, okay, very good. Isaiah 25:1 reads, O Lord, you are my God. That originally would be, O Jehovah, you are my Elohim. I will exalt you. I will praise your name, for you have done wonderful things. And your counsels of old are faithfulness and truth. Beautiful. Thank you so much for that, Zeb. Yeah, very good. Thank you, Ron, for the relay. All right. We have KI5LBZ Paul down in Arlington, Texas. Welcome aboard. Are you copying, Paul? Very good. All right, we'll carry on. And Ron, that pretty much brings us to you. Number 17, W0RV Gate, please take your turn, over. Good job there, Ron. And praying for you there as you flush that bug out of your system there and get back to normal activities. And very good. The group are carrying on there and getting Bibles boxed and ready to go. Yeah, lots of good questions with regard to that kind of an activity, but we'll save it for another day. And just know that I'm glad to hear you're on the mend, Dover. Okay, very good. Just going to confirm then. Let's see. I'm covering you on Friday, the 27th. Cause I'm covering Tom on the next day. Tom, are you there? AA0LF, are you around on Friday morning? Over. There we go, Ron, we got you covered, over. Okay, very good. 7399, Ron. And thank you for being there, Tom. And I will continue with Annette. This is the Amateur Radio Mystery Fellowship. Anyone wanting to join us, give me a call. I'm acting at control, Victor Alpha 7, Romeo Alpha. Okay, no reply there. Let's carry on with Paul. Who's it? Paul. KI5LBZ. Paul, are you up in the air? Over. All right. He may not be. I see him in the chat room. So let's see. KI5LBZ, VA7RA. Any relays on Paul? Not on the air today. Okay, very good. All right, I'll get him to take his turn in the chat room for all to see. And that brings us to anyone wishing to join us. Please call Victor Alpha 7, Romeo Alpha through VE7, Sierra Charlie Charlie. Looking for number 19. Romans 6:6. Okay, very good. That's great. Now we can get on with business here and tell you that it's very close to what I shared. But Romans 6:6 says, knowing this, that our old man is crucified with Jesus, that the body of sin might be destroyed, and henceforth we should not serve sin. Yeah, amen to that. All right. Thanks, Paul. All right, get that up there for all to see in the chat room. And carrying on, anyone else wishing to check in, please call Victor Alpha 7, Romeo Alpha. All right, let's go back up the list here. Not too many left, but we got you there, Tom. I know that for sure. And I see Paul, Rob is still there. So let's see, KJ3C, Rob, are you still on the air? Rob is not on the air, but he left himself in the chat room. So we'll carry on down and bring it to Tom there, AA0LF. Tom, please put out a call over.